Good morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's go ahead and see how futures are trading. Hard red winter May wheat is 660 and a quarter, up 1 3/4, now 1 1/4. July, 653 and a quarter, up 5 3/4. May wheat, the soft variety, is 593, up 4. July, 596 and 3/4, up 3 1/2. March soybeans, 443, up 1 1/2. July, 453 and a quarter, up 3/4. December, 457 and a half, up 1 3/4. March soybeans, 1330, down 4 3/4. July, 1295 and 3/4, down 6. November, 1119, down 4 1/2. March soybean meal, 446.50, down 270. March soybean oil, 39.15, up 30. February live cattle, 142.72 and a half, down 7 1/2. March feeder cattle, 168.97 and a half, up 20. And February lean hogs, 86.27 and a half, and they are up 20.
This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Bates Commodities in Normal. Bates Commodities can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at batescom.net.
The 25th annual All-Day Ag Outlook meeting is sure to attract a crowd. Among those presenting March 4th at the Beef House, Ag and Investment Services' Sue Martin. Also, Murray Wise will give us his thoughts on 2014 land values. And Jonathan Kopress will take us through the key facts of the commodity title of the new Farm Bill. And, of course, our great panels on corn, soybeans, and cash grain. It's all just $30. And we'll give you a Continental Breakfast, Beef House Lunch, and commemorative 25th anniversary hat. Call 217-333-7300 with your major credit card to reserve your spot, and you'll receive your tickets in the mail. That's 217-333-7300. And also at that March 4th meeting will be Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson Group. She's in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Jackie. The marketplace today has been interesting, especially in the soybean pit, where and in the products, where meal actually made new high for its move. And then we get the news of the cancellation of Chinese soybeans for 13-14. The market responds downward pressure to that, but it since then has come back some.
Well, I think, you know, the initial knee-jerk reaction, of course, is going to sell the market. There's no question about that. I think what the reality is now set in is they canceled just under 10 million bushels of beans. Still puts us way over the USDA expectations for sales. And so I think, that just was absorbed into the market, and now we've returned to some reality, basically. Not surprised to see that. Everybody's been waiting for some cancellations here. But the interesting part is, you know, they canceled 272 million metric tons of old crop and actually bought 240 million metric tons of new crop. So that's pretty interesting to see.
Especially when you think that if there is a big crop down in South America and the U.S. raises anything resembling a normal crop, you wouldn't think November beans next year are going to be 11-19 and a half.
No, you certainly wouldn't, Dave. I would caution any producer out there that this is a price, if they haven't done anything, at least get some puts in place, entertain doing something, because this could be the mid-range price. I think, and it could actually be a high price compared to where we've been in the past. I know it's difficult when you see nearby beans at 13.30 to go and hit something at 11.20, but you really got to look at the bottom line. Am I making money, and what do I need to do to make sure that I protect myself?
Yeah, and in some places, basis is not terrible. You can get cash bean close to $11 right now, especially earlier in the week when they were a little bit higher.
That's exactly correct. And so, you know, I think that that's a reflection, number one, of course, of the demand situation that we're currently in, and the idea that maybe we won't plant as many acres. You know, for the longest time now, we've seen the bean market just suffer, especially in November, under the idea that we're just going to have a humongous amount of bean acres, because beans basically pencil better than corn does. But I think the reality is I'm hearing switching going on in Minnesota, South Dakota, North Dakota, but not hearing much switching going on here. Also some out in Iowa. Going to take the place basically of the, you know, the corn on corn. And we'll still, you know, corn on corn replacement, I believe, is real because they have to do fall work or they have to have a really early spring to be able to do it. So I think that, you know, that could be very real, but we'll see once. The rest of the, you know, when you look at Illinois and you look at Indiana, people I talk to there say, I'm staying with my rotation. I'm not making any changes.
Turn our attention to the corn market. December hit 460 today. That's an area that some analysts that we've been talking to thinks is a fair value for starting to do marketing.
Oh, I agree. You know, if you haven't done anything earlier, this is certainly an area that you want to be looking at. We've got strong overhead downtrend resistance just at that 462 level. We've got the 100-day moving average up at, excuse me, at 464. You know, what's to believe, or who would believe right now, that we are not going to plant probably 95 million acres of corn? I guess it'll all depend on the spring, Dave. You know, weather's been pretty wild, and if we get an early spring and it's halfway decent, I think guys are still going to plant corn. And talking to seed salespeople, they're telling me that corn sales are picking up again. And they're, you know, so nobody will know until we actually hit the fields. But I think that we have to be, you still have to manage your risk, and you have to believe that we're going to have a really good crop.
And in a week or so, in Arlington, the Office of the Ag Economist and Joseph Glauber, he's going to put his numbers out there, and we already know they're going to be big, but they're going to be a real number, not just speculation about a number.
That's exactly right, and I think most of us are very concerned about what they're going to use as a yield number. You know, yield is still the name of the game. You can, you know, if you have a lot of acres, you can take a couple bushels away. It makes a huge difference, and so will it be 165? That's the question I think that's in the minds of most people, and the trade is going to be thinking about that, too. So there's absolutely no reason to not move forward and get something done.
What else are you looking at?
Well, of course, cattle all the time. You know, cattle are a driver for everything, and we've seen cattle be pretty strong yesterday, and they started out strong again today. Just waiting to see once what the meat demand situation is going to be. Boxed beef has been very positive, and I think this is a good indicator for the rest of the complex. You know, corn and beans are dependent on what livestock do, both here and in the export market. And so, you know, it's the circumstances whether or not the retail market can absorb all the higher price that we've been putting into this.
And I'm beginning to wonder about the sticker shock at the retail level. I was walking around a few grocery stores earlier this week thinking, my goodness.
Well, you're very right, and I mean we're already dealing with the sticker shock on the milk side of things for the consumer. Ultimately, I think most people will continue to use it. You know, the big question will be is if the retailer can continue to move all the product that we want, and of course, you know, that leads right into this big ice storm that they're expecting in the southeast. Every
right.
time we have a major disruption, and I mean they're talking with they could have an inch of ice down there and then heavy snow, so they're talking power outages. That always interferes with demand. And so I would think that we will continue to probably see very strong numbers in the nearby just because they need to get them. But, boy, we couldn't have more problems with weather this year, I don't think, than what we've had.
And now there are people talking about the potential for a late spring. So,
well, they are. And now they're talking about warmer temperatures out in the plains.
Yeah.
So everybody goes, oh, good. Now, there won't be any winter kill, but the problem that they've got is they have no moisture out there. So
yeah, they've got big cracks you can drive a baseball into.
Well, that's exactly correct. It just sucks all that out. And then you go to South America, and we got nothing but hot and dry in Brazil, and central Argentina's flooding. So we're not alone in the weather situation.
Thank you, Jackie.
Thank you, Dave.
Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson Group. She's in Champaign, Illinois. March corn, 444 and a quarter, up 2 3/4. December, 458 and a half, up 2 3/4. March beans, 1330 and 3/4, down 4. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL, 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.